You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo!
Putting together for Wednesday on B&E.
And act like you know it.
Yeah, May 24th, Buck. May 24th. Always will be a sad day for you and me with the anniversary of the passing of our good friend Sean Adams.
Yep.
Years ago now, and obviously now every year, May 24th, with the Uvalde tragedy of last year. Happened on this day, and only 1 year later, families of the 21 victims still grieving, obviously, and will never get over that grief. But that was 1 year ago today, so our thoughts and prayers with those folks in the city of Uvalde and everyone involved. Terrible day.
Terrible, terrible day.
Young people gunned down in the prime of their lives, and Merlin never got to get to the prime of their lives, unfortunately. So really, really...
10, 11 years old. The oldest was, I think, 11 years old of the children. And two teachers.
Gut-wrenching, for sure. And, yeah, Sean Adams, our good friend, my former co-host, and did a show with Sean for several years here at the radio station. And his famous, our buddy Chris Bennett has put out a tweet with Sean that says, something Sean was always famous for saying, the dream is free, the hustle is sold separately. Go to work. Always a good one. Sean had all the Sean-isms, but that is right. You can have the dream, but if you're not willing to work for it, it's probably not going to happen.
No. So, just a dream.
May the 24th.
Unless you're Vince Young.
What do you mean? He worked his tail off, that guy, VY.
But you don't got to work anymore. You just live off that.
By the way.
No problem with that. He's my hero.
We'll save this for tomorrow's conversation because tomorrow is Buck Off Thursday. And, you know, you always hold some Buck Offs in reserve. At least I do. This whole new ESPN list of the top 25 quarterbacks since 2000 that has Baker Mayfield at the top. Come on, man. Who are we kidding?
What?
Yeah. They ranked the top 25 college football quarterbacks since 2000. And Baker Mayfield is number one.
That trophy thing.
Who's your number one?
He doesn't have a trophy. Tim Tebow would be the most accomplished
quarterback.
Well, Baker won the Heisman. He has that trophy.
But national championships are the separator. Rings are the separator.
Yeah, it's got to be Tim Tebow or VY.
Yeah.
Or Cam Newton.
TY's three. Cam Newton's two.
On that list, Cam Newton's two and BY's three?
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow's not even...
Tim Tebow's in the top five. I don't have it in front of me, but it's Tebow.
He won two national championships, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he won... Yeah. I mean, he was part of two national championship winning teams. He was one of the most dominant players in the best conference, in the Southeastern Conference. The numbers he posted, rushing in, scoring touchdowns, leading Urban Meyer's team.
I'd put Baker Mayfield probably 10, around the 10 to 11 range. Though.
Well, look, I mean, Baker, this is not because I know Lake Travis fans will get fired up about Baker. Baker was a great player. And Baker, went to New York three times. He won the Heisman Trophy. And, but here's the thing I would add. Every quarterback in Lincoln Riley's system flourishes and ends up in New York. No, whether it's Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts or Baker or now Caleb Williams, if you play in Lincoln Riley's offense, you're probably going to New York City. that's just stands to reason. That's not to take anything away from the player, but it's kind of built into how they operate. And at the same time, you didn't win a national championship, which the other quarterbacks do, which would separate when you start ranking them. I think it would have to be
that would have to be
than.
Part of the ranking, yes.
And we always say with our man Vince Young, who just celebrated his 40th birthday last week, if Vince had come back for his senior season, because remember, he left after his junior year.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really only 2 years. I mean, Vince redshirted. He didn't play a lot as a freshman, but then as a sophomore and a junior, he was the most dynamic player in college football. Led Texas to back-to-back Rose Bowl wins, the thrilling moments. But then he left. So it was really only a two-year resume. So it doesn't include a Heisman Trophy. It does include a national championship. If he had come back for that senior year behind that offensive line with that team, if he doesn't get hurt, he's going back-to-back. I mean, the Longhorns are winning it again. Colt McCoy came in and won 10 games with that football team and won a bowl game. If Vince comes back, not only does he win the Heisman, if healthy, he also wins another national championship, which would put him at the top of that list and would have put Vince at the top of any list.
About Matt Leinart?
What about Matt Leinart? I'll get the list so we can look at it, but I'm going to give a buck off to that because Baker Mayfield won. Who are we kidding?
No, that's a lot right there. I would think Tebow and
look, you talked to Oklahoma fans, and we have before. They would tell you that at the historic program that Oklahoma is, Baker Mayfield is arguably the best player that program's ever had. Now, I would disagree with them on that, but as far as what level of accomplishment, conference championships, the Heisman trophies, the trips to New York, everything they did. Let's also remember Baker started as a walk-on at Texas Tech and started there. And
walked on at Oklahoma.
And walked on at Oklahoma.
Yep.
So, again, it's not to knock him. It's to say that I think national championship should be a criteria to be the number one, at least one of them. And for your guy, Doug Flutie, Buck, this was from 2000 on, 2000 to now, the quarterbacks. So we'll do more on that tomorrow, but I'm bucking off Baker Mayfield at one.
Terrible pick.
Cam Newton at two. Cam Newton carried Auburn to a national championship. That was not a great Auburn team.
No. There's not one player from that team that's in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, he carried that team. He won games for them. Now, because Vince Young did the same for Texas, but at the same time, that team was great. I mean, Texas put a ton of dudes into the National Football League off of that team, and that was a loaded group. But Vince was the tip of the spear.
Joe Burrow? Forgot about him.
I got to get the list so I can. Joe Burrow's on it. He's got to be.
That's the arguably the best season ever from a quarterback, college quarterback.
But best resume over the last 23 seasons, it would be Tim Tebow, just for the level of accomplishment with the Heisman and the championships, all three. Would be. It was over the course of multiple years, too, for Tim Tebow.
Unlike, yeah, I would say over the years he would be number one.
Unlike, Cam Newton was a one-year guy. Vince was a two-year guy, really. And, again, if he comes back for a third, there's no debate about Vince. I mean, that would have been rewrite the record books, for crying out loud. Hey, let's get to the other headlines, though. Trending topics to start a busy Wednesday. Top Gun Equipment Rentals bring you that news, and it starts with Longhorn baseball. Longhorns will open up play in the Big 12 tournament today. 12:30 is the one seed facing Kansas. Yesterday, Longhorns had eight players honored by the all-conference teams that were announced, including Longhorn left-hander Lucas Gordon, named the Pitcher of the Year in the Big 12 Conference yesterday. He also was first-team All-Big 12, obviously. He's the second Longhorn in the last 3 years to be named Big 12 Pitcher of the Year, the eighth all-time. Texas's Friday night starter was joined on that first team by LeBaron Johnson Jr., Longhorns' number two starter. Also, the catcher Garrett Gilmett, the outfield duo of Porter Brown and Dylan Campbell, also first-team selections. Peyton Powell made the second team as an infielder. Eric Kennedy, honorable mention, with his 16 home runs as an outfielder. And first baseman Jared Thomas, named to the all-freshman team, also made honorable mention. West Virginia's Randy Mazey, named Coach of the Year in the conference. And their second baseman, J.J. Weatherholt, named the conference's Player of the Year. College hoops, official word from Texas basketball yesterday that the program has released top prospect Ron Holland from his national letter of intent. The five-star small forward from Duncanville signed with the Longhorns as part of that 2023 recruiting class, but announced in late April that he is reopening his recruitment. CBS Sports' John Rothstein reporting that Holland plans to visit the NBA's G League Ignite program in Vegas this week. In NBA playoff action last night, quite the turnaround for the Boston Celtics on South Beach. Down 3-0 in the series with Miami, down 9 in the third quarter. Boston went on to outscore the Heat 48-22 over the next 14 minutes and turned Game 4 into a win, 116-99. Perhaps the series turned around there as they head back to Boston for Thursday night's Game 5. Jason Tatum had 34. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, not a good night at all for the Dallas Stars. They're now in a 3-0 hole in their best-of-seven series with the Vegas Golden Knights. They lost last night 4-0. Not a good night at all. Major League Baseball, Rangers beat the Pirates 6-1 behind Nathan Eovaldi's complete game. Astros lost in Milwaukee 6-0. And Round Rock lost in Albuquerque 13-4 tonight. Q2 Stadium should be another packed house when Austin FC hits the pitch for a sixth time already this month. It's a round of 16 match against the Chicago Fire in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That match starts at 8 o'clock.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Come see one of the many reasons your mama loves us this month by getting select Toro and Hustler zero-turn mowers for up to 26% off. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Let me say this. Sean Adams did not die on this day. Sean Adams would have had a birthday today.
Yes.
My apologies. Yeah, Sean died in September. Passed away in September.
Yeah, that was a trip back that I took with him.
Yes, my apologies for that.
In the Big 12.
I just saw Chris send the tweet.
Meetings.
And was about to mention this Uvalde tragedy. But, you know, yeah, Sean's birthday would have been today.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had a birthday and wish he was celebrating a birthday today. This says, Baker was taking money from my buddies in college. This says, Baker got a perfect 10 for sticking that landing against the Little Rock PD. Yeah, that was the Highway Patrol, right? Arkansas Highway Patrol. He can't even outrun the cop. Come on,
that
Baker.
That was a poor attempt.
He banged his head pretty good. You know?
He had a very nice career.
Yeah. Watched him. Bucky, do you remember his senior year at Lake Travis?
He did do games then?
Oh, man. He threw a beautiful pass that beat Westlake on like the last 30 seconds of the game. And then ran down the sideline, like air humping the Westlake fans.
Say air humping?
Yes.
Air humping.
He was always that way, which I appreciated.
He was, as much
as I hated him.
He was brash.
Yes, he was.
Yes. I respect that.
I remember. I don't. I'm not a fan as a parent. Not a fan. Never was. Well, Johnny Manziel preceded him. And Johnny
it was different Johnny Manziel, though.
It's different but similar. I mean, Johnny Manziel, we saw him one time score a touchdown, go to the, like, as he scores, he looks up at the visiting student section, flips him off, and then grabs his.
It was less about football for Johnny Manziel.
I'm talking about in high school when he was at Kerrville.
Oh, in high school? Well,
at Kerrville.
For Baker, he did that kind of stuff, but it was purely out of, like, a competitive spirit. Like, I don't know.
Well, Johnny, like when he planted the Oklahoma flag in the middle of the field of Columbus.
I think Baker is a far better person off the field than Johnny is. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. I'll give you that. But especially at the high school level, Buck, you cover high school football. We cover high school. I mean, the brashness, someone should curtail that.
You got to have some swag.
No, swag's one. There's a difference between swag and what Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel were doing, in my opinion. You can have swag. You can be confident.
You can be confident without all that.
And yes, Manziel took it to a whole different level.
But more than anything, you have to be able to back that all up. And both of them did, really.
Oh, they were good. You know, and then the level of performance, notwithstanding. I mean, those guys were great players. But, you know, do it with some class. Act like you've been there, that kind of stuff. Sportsmanship still counts at some level.
No, sportsmanship always counts.
But I always thought, you know, hearing stories of Johnny Manziel at Kerrville, it's like, where is his parents? I mean, if I did anything like that, my dad would have come out of the stand. You would have come out of the stand.
I would have. I've already told my kids about
it. You wouldn't let your kids playing soccer take their jerseys off.
They couldn't fly like airplanes around. If they didn't celebrate with their teammates, I was coming out of the stands. And they were horrified because they knew I would come out of the stands.
Well, that's good parenting.
I don't know if it is, but I just know that I wouldn't do all that.
Well, the thing about Johnny football is he got to do that, and there was no repercussion. The coach didn't do anything about it because he was really good. The parents didn't do anything about it, and that became the problem with Johnny. He was not raised with a lot of supervision.
He was just a rich kid from Kerrville.
Well, from East Texas, actually. They had to get out of Tyler, get on out with Johnny Manziel. But, we know that career did not go great. But Baker Mayfield, again, top five, fine. Top five, fine. As the best quarterbacks in college football in the last 23 years, but not one is all I'm saying.
Most recent text right there about splitting hairs on Baker and Johnny and who's the bigger D-bag.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Ty likes both of them. Ty's like all in. Ty's in with the swag.
I'm not. No, I hate both those guys. I'm just saying, like, I think Baker's D-bagness comes a little bit more out of competitive nature than Johnny. I think he cares a little bit more about how he looks off the field.
Well, I was a Baker fan.
But Baker is also the guy who did a million commercials in a matter of 6 months. So
he became the insurance guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Living
loved
at the
it.
Stadium. Now he's trying to win a starting job in Tampa with the Buccaneers. Hey, so how about this piece of news? We talked earlier. We got into a Cowboys conversation because I don't even know. Because
Ty's dreaming.
No, we're talking about the walk to Dallas because we're talking about people driving to Dallas today to go to the Big 12 baseball tournament. And someone texted and said, hey, you ready to walkie if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl? You know, it's going to get harder and harder to win the Super Bowl. You see the latest with the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been in three of the last five, and they've been an overtime loss at home to being in five straight with Patrick Mahomes.
Should have been in another.
No, two others. Remember, Joe Burrow and Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes on their own field in overtime to prevent Patrick Mahomes from being in five consecutive Super Bowls.
Then dude lined up offsides.
Yeah, that was the Brady game when New England went to the Super Bowl. And then Joe Burrow with Cincinnati went in there and beat them, came from behind and beat the Chiefs. Other than that, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have lived in the Super Bowl. And they're trying to get back again this year. Do you see who may be trending towards landing in KC when he's released?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, just what they need, another wide receiver.
DeAndre Hopkins. Word is Arizona, they've tried to trade their wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, and there's no takers because he's due $30 million this year. Way too expensive. And the other reason people aren't willing to trade for him is that they assume he's going to be released because the Cardinals are going to tank this year without Kyler Murray and a new coach, and they're trying to line up for draft picks next year. They don't look to be very competitive in the desert.
Right. They don't have to tank. They're going to be bad.
Right. And so you're going to have to pay the money, but let DeAndre Hopkins go as part of that tanking.
Yeah.
And, he would then be able to sign wherever. And the Chiefs are trending as the most popular or the most likely landing spot.
I'm getting Julio Jones vibes from him, though.
Not me.
He's going to go up somewhere with big expectations.
No, not at that place he wouldn't.
Not me. Not on that team.
Well, he would contribute, but he's not going to be a prime DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, no.
That would be unfair if he
doesn't
is.
Have to be. I mean, he doesn't have to be. With Patrick Mahomes, he just won a Super Bowl with Juju Smith-Schuster and Travis Kelce, for crying out loud. Losing Tyreek Hill didn't matter. So, DeAndre Hopkins is a red zone threat, a guy that can win one-on-one matchups. He can get a lot of one-on-ones because you got to deal with Travis Kelce and the rest of that receiving core. That would be... And the ability for Patrick Mahomes to ad-lib and throw the ball where he needs to and let DeAndre go high-point the ball.
Yeah, DeAndre is not about the money now. He's about trying to get a championship now.
He's made plenty of money, yes. Agreed. I don't get Julio Jones vibes on that at all. I get that would be scary for the rest of the AFC. Now, the other team that's talking to him is Buffalo. I mean, and talk about what could separate those two teams. They were so close just 2 years ago. When they played that epic...
Yeah, that didn't hurt Buffalo's passing game.
...overtime game in Kansas City. Remember, it looked like, for all the world, Josh Allen was taking his team to the Super Bowl with that win. And, Patrick Mahomes, with, 17 seconds left, they pulled it out, preventing the Bills from getting the Super Bowl. Last year, without Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator, felt like the Bills slid back a little bit. They also had the DeMar Hamlin situation to deal with during the season. Like, I think the Bills think they're going to be back. They've toughened up their defense. They've added... who's the running back from New England? Damian Harris to bring in some toughness to their running game, which they need. And, they drafted Dalton Kincaid, their version of Travis Kelce, they believe, out of Utah in the draft in the first round. But DeAndre Hopkins is also talking to the Bills. He wants to go somewhere where he can win a championship.
Well, yeah, that's what he's looking to do.
Yeah, so you go to the Chiefs.
Yes.
So you go to the Chiefs is where you go.
Or Buffalo. That's another place. I mean, originally
Dallas.
No, not going to Dallas.
Take
why go to Dallas? They're not going to throw the ball anyway.
Yeah, they're
what do you need another wide receiver for?
Well, Dallas would be interesting.
He's a good downfield blocker for the run.
You still need guys on the edge to block, right?
That's right.
Well, I mean, look, I don't think that's crazy. Now, I mean, because right now you're dealing with CeeDee Lamb. And especially if you can get this guy on the cheap, right? I mean, the Cardinals are going to absorb the contract. They're going to eat that and move forward. But if they release him and he has his choice, the Cowboys better be in the conversation. I mean, why wouldn't you be? You have CeeDee Lamb, you have Michael Gallup, and Brandon Cooks. Those are your receivers. Are you sold that that's everybody you need? Dak Prescott has proven he needs more weapons, not less. And as a red zone presence, DeAndre Hopkins is still special. The ability to... win one-on-one battles.
You don't have your tight end.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, you're hoping that the Jake Ferguson can become your new, go-to tight end along with the second round pick you took out of Michigan at tight end. But man, the Cowboys better be in that. I don't know if they're going to get him.
Turd Ferguson,
is a nominee to be that. But man,
you
got way too many high hopes in that guy being. Getting as many catches as the tight end they just had.
75 catches.
For who?
Jake Ferguson.
75 pick. I think that's a bet I'll take.
Okay.
That's a bet I'll take right now.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a lot.
17 games, whatever 75. What did Dalton Schultz have last year? Like 80-something?
Like 100.
Did he really?
I think so.
He was the second leading receiver on the football team.
Wrong about that.
I don't know. You know, the Chiefs, you know, they think is a – look, they are talking in Kansas City that they stole Kadarius Toney away from the Giants.
Never mind. He had 57 catches last year.
57.
78 the year before. If you want to bet that, Jake Ferguson, 75 catches this
year. Or you take that.
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl and
I'm taking the 75 bet. I'm taking the 75
I'll
bet.
I'll take the 75 Pro Bowl.
Yeah. For Jake Ferguson out of Wisconsin. But think about this. In Kansas City, if they were to add DeAndre Hopkins to go with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, who are already there, they're talking in Kansas City like this Kadarius Toney move. Remember when they traded with the Giants for Kadarius Toney out of Florida, who the Giants
a whole year with him
used the first-round pick? Yes, that he's having a great offseason. And he's finally grown up a little bit. Getting out of New York, probably a good thing for him. And let's remember, Kadarius Toney, when he got to New York, you know, was before Brian Daboll, didn't really have a quarterback or a good offense. You know, Patrick Mahomes makes players better. I mean, that's why he's the greatest. He elevates everybody around him. Kadarius Toney has big-time talent. And they think he could be the heir apparent to what Tyreek Hill was for their offense as just a game-breaker. You add DeAndre Hopkins to go with Travis Kelce, who's still playing at a Hall of Fame level. What Andy Reid does, go ahead and put him in the Super Bowl again.
Good grief.
Go ahead and put him there in Vegas. That would be silly. Our man Craig Flowers on the text line says, just pulled a muscle doing the Baker Mayfield air hump. The air hump. I love that. That was Baker, baby. Got to do the air hump. It says, we'll take D-Hop in Philly and move Devontae Smith to slot. Yeah, that's just what the Cowboys need. You know what I'm saying?
They don't need that.
This is, I know I'm a Longhorn lifer, but I still believe VY is the greatest college quarterback of all time. Well, you said you've seen great players. You said he was the best player you ever saw.
Best I've ever seen, yeah.
And I think that's a defendable debate. Now, if you're going to rank them and you got to use resumes and, you know, total body of work, you know, Vince does probably come in a little behind a Tim Tebow in my mind. And, you know, you can have the debate from there. But that's why I said, if he came back for his senior year, there would be no debate. Because the numbers he would have put up as a senior with that team and all that talent – and potentially go back-to-back and win another national championship, and he would have been the Heisman front-runner by a long shot that year. I mean, remember, because he was runner-up to Reggie Bush, who won it, Vince would have been the odds-on favorite.
For sure.
He would have had to get really hurt to not win the Heisman Trophy that year, and that team was really talented that was coming back. He would have – there'd be no debate, because I think he would have solidified himself as the greatest quarterback and really player in college football history. Instead, he struck while the iron was hot, went to the NFL, and – played 9 years in the league. But that's a good debate. We'll pick that up. All right, we come back. We will talk some Texas baseball. Coming on the heels of our conversation with head coach David Pierce yesterday on what is this Longhorn team's ceiling now that they've kind of found their groove right at the right time. We'll talk that, plus Craig Way has his report, your gossip and blitz for the end of the hour on a busy Wednesday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Good debates on a Wednesday before the top of the hour. Craig Way will have his report from Arlington ahead of today's Big 12 baseball tournament. Longhorns the one seed and have to be considered one of the favorites, if not the favorite, the way they closed the season. Also had more members of the Big 12, all Big 12 first team than any team with five, leading their number one and number two starting pitchers. Hey, Buck, also before the top of the hour, we've got our salacious gossip segment. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow, remember her, famous for selling her famous
candles?
Candle?
Yeah.
She's got some new products out. She's an entrepreneur, Gwyneth Paltrow, and a new, you know, Father's Day's coming up. She's got some ideas for your pops that you may be interested in. I may be interested in. We'll have that. Gwyneth going full entrepreneur.
Save some money with that ski deal.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch that trial.
She got out of that. She was not guilty.
I love that you're getting to the age where you watch these court shows.
I love them.
Because, you know.
State of Idaho is pretty scary.
That's how Judge Wapner.
Where my wife is from. Yow.
That's how Judge Wapner and Judge Judy and all these people have became very, very wealthy is
court TV.
Folks in your age bracket watching the courtroom drama. But you're watching the real court TV thing. You're not watching Joe Brown.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm watching real stuff.
The real stuff.
Real murderers. I mean, wow.
Is your lovely wife still on jury duty? Or did that end?
She got out of it.
Okay, good. Down in Hayes County.
Yeah.
Did you tell her what to say?
Guilty.
Oh, come on, jury of your peers.
Yeah, guilty.
Innocent until proven.
No, guilty.
I feel like that's a pretty easy thing to get out of.
Well, no. I mean, there's a, you know, there were a whole list. There's like 200 people she said showed up for this deal.
I know, but all you have to do is say some crazy stuff when they're interviewing you beforehand.
Ty, I think you'd be good at that.
Yes. You would say some crazy stuff, yes.
Like, I don't want to do this.
Listen, if we don't want to participate in our jury system,
you have to. That's a part of your civic duty.
I mean, you would want people that are intelligent and well thought and well spoken to be on your jury. If you ever get put in that spot, you want a bunch of knuckleheads on there like Bucky over there going, guilty.
Wait a minute, I didn't do it. Guilty anyway.
Just rolling the dice.
You're just trying to get out of it.
You get.
No, that's a problem in our country duty. Among many is that we don't, people who complain and then don't vote, and then people that.
It's a part of your civic duty.
Yeah. A healthy, robust jury system is a good thing.
I believe in community, so I would, yes. But I've never been chosen because they don't think of me as a good citizen.
Because you're just going there saying guilty.
No, hang on. I never got a chance to do it. I've never been asked to be on jury duty.
Really?
Uh-uh.
In all these years?
Uh-uh.
Are you on some kind of list?
No, I jump from county to county. I go from place to place to place.
Oh, man.
Keep changing your county. They're like, no, that's all right.
We'll talk some Texas baseball coming up. Also in 1 hour, our buddy Nick Shuley will be here with our live music update. Nick will also give us an update on that NIL bill that's moving through the Texas legislature right now, headed to Governor Abbott's desk. Of course, he works with the Clarkfield Collective and the close with a group at the Texas One Fund. Nick will help us with what that could change and how it will, because it's going to the governor's desk and it's going to get signed.
And how are they making you pay for the race in Vegas? I'm trying to get to my casino. I'm not trying to look at the race. I mean, how do you get in and out of your casinos there? They have back ways or whatever. It's right on the strip, right?
There's so many entrances and exits.
Yeah, they'll close the roads for the race itself, but they'll be open other than that. I mean, when I went out there for the NFL draft last year.
But you got to walk the streets, right? I mean,
yeah, they'll let you still walk the streets. I don't know how, but where did that come from?
I was just thinking, I mean, you got to have a race in Vegas, but Vegas is Vegas, and you got to get up and down the strip yourself to go to places.
During the 2-hour race, you're going to have a hard time getting up and down the strip.
Sorry. The casinos are closed, maybe.
No way.
They're not closing the casinos. You don't even have to go to the race, Buck. You can just live in the casino and play your slot machines and be fine.
Probably watch from your hotel.
Watch it on TV.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if you want to go from one place to the next. I mean, I know how they have
the
little rails and stuff.
Yeah, get on the rail thing. They got those like not tunnels, but the over bridges.
But I
got
to be with my people on the streets. Me and Elvis and all the different Elvises that I like to meet in Vegas.
The strippers.
The last guy I saw.
The guy flicking the cards.
It was.
Who did you see? Groucho Marx?
I saw the guy beating his meat on the
sidewalk.
In Vegas?
Yes.
Come on,
they
man.
They don't do that
right
in Vegas.
Right outside.
We had another pool party.
This is just right outside the exit to Flamingo.
The Flamingo?
I'll never get it. Yeah. I'm with my grandma, my mom, my girlfriend.
With my grandma.
And this guy is just giving a show out there. We had an argument. I was like, could that be considered like art?
No.
Like, art?
If
he has a tip jar right there. Like, there's people doing close to that.
And all I want to see is another Elvis. See, this guy's got guys out there stroking and poking and stuff. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, that's not art. Yeah, it's to each his own, but at the same time.
No, that's not.
No,
good.
I'm just saying if the police came out to him and be like, I'm doing a live show right now.
He'd be
now.
Going to
playing
jail.
Playing the guitar or playing the flute. It's a little bit different than.
The skin flute.
He's going to jail if they come
that's
across him.
Lewd and lascivious conduct right there. Okay, we'll get to Craig Way coming up. Get your blitz ready. Should be rowdy on a Wednesday. ESPN and their FPI, their Football Power Index. You know, we're 100 days at the start of the Longhorn football season. That according to the TexasSports.com. Texas football website, 100 days to the Rice game. There's your countdown clock. If you go to the...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You can always know what a day is. If you go to texassports.com, go to the football thing.
It's just ever ticking, right?
Ever ticking.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go to it right now. You go to texassports.com, go to football schedule, and in the top corner there, they've got countdown to game time, 100 days, 15 hours, 21 minutes, 27 seconds. Texas and Rice.
26, 25, 24.
JT Daniels. Don't forget.
JT Daniels.
He's getting better every day.
And according to ESPN's Football Power Index, which is that computer algorithm thing where they simulate the games, generated and projected records, according to the FPI, Texas is favored to win the Big 12 and will win, according to the FPI, 10.1 games and lose potentially 2.6 games.
Okay, I'm with that.
So maybe 10, maybe 11. So that essentially is a 10-3 record. You good with that? Would that be enough in the all-gas, no-excuses tour if one of the three is to Alabama? Or should this team be 11-2 or 12-1?
I mean,
because that would be the Big 12 championship, obviously.
Well, yeah, I would say.
Now, regular season record, they say 10.1,
yes.
2.6. Second on the list is Oklahoma. With an FPI of 16.9, so 9.7 wins, 2.8 losses.
Because we're expecting OU to lose two, yes.
And so essentially if you add up their Texas, they have Texas winning the Big 12, the FPI
right.
does, which would be okay. that 13th game for the Longhorns. Oklahoma, 9.7, so under 10 wins, over two and just under three losses. TCU, 8-4. Texas Tech, 7-5. Baylor, 7-5. UCF 7-5, Kansas State 7-5, Oklahoma State 7-5.
Houston's about to get a rude awakening, aren't they?
Houston, they say 5-7, if that. 2.5 is their FPI record overall, or strength, power strength. West Virginia 4-7. Have they fired Neil Brown yet at West Virginia? That has not happened.
They've been trying for the last 2 years.
BYU 4-8 essentially. Kansas 4-8. That's what they say. Texas, 10
yes.
and 2. Good?
I'm of the opinion of getting to the championship game. You got to be in the championship game.
It's the first time in a while.
You have to be in the championship game. I'm not. I know. I didn't say win it.
You got to win it.
You got to win it once you get there.
We've been there.
Well, you hope to win it once you get there, but
only
be
won three
in
all
it.
Time, and you're leaving the conference now.
Just be in it.
Get it.
And with a chance to win it.
And this could be the first year in a while that the championship game is not a rematch. Right? It's always, since they've been, the 19 rotation, it's always been a rematch. This year, you could play somebody that you didn't play. Now, if it's Oklahoma or TCU or Tech, that's you're going to play them twice. Baylor, of course, is a team you play this year. Who are the teams Texas is not playing? UCF. Not on the schedule. Cincinnati, not on the schedule.
Oklahoma
West Virginia and Oklahoma State.
Yeah, those top four, I believe, you could see twice.
Yep, for sure. And wouldn't the Big 12 love that? Texas and Oklahoma playing in the championship game on their way out
yes.
to the Southeastern Conference? Because, later this month, in the next month, the Longhorn Brass and the Oklahoma Brass are headed to the SEC meetings to be a part of that over in Destin, Florida. But this is their final year. That's what the FPI says.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see, Oklahoma and Texas on the way out.
Wouldn't you like it to be like Texas Tech?
No.
Everything runs through Lubbock?
No. No, I'm not wanting to see them
Joey
do
McGuire.
I don't want to see Joey McGuire and him do good year number two. They did well enough the first year.
There's no expectations every year in Lubbock.
There are this year. They have a very old team. They have a veteran team with a veteran quarterback.
They don't care.
They do.
Who's they? When you say the fans don't care?
They do, but they don't.
You're talking about the sorority girls don't care. But the fans of Texas Tech, which are many.
Lubbock locals?
Well, but there's Texas Tech fans all over the state. They don't. A lot of them don't
stay
in Lubbock.
I'm just saying, I don't think they bleed as hard as we do, or even A&M or OU.
Who is this guy? They don't bleed as hard.
You're talking about Texas
Tech fans?
Is this
like the Aggies who are grabbing their
junk?
They
care more. They care more. I'm not saying they're better, but they definitely care more.
You think Texas fans care more than Texas Tech fans?
Yes. 100%. 100%. They don't have as much to care about.
I don't need Joey McGuire having back-to-back good years.
If you never win, it's easy to let your expectations.
I can argue, having been here for 30-plus years now, is that Texas fans, more Texas fans that are laissez-faire about their football team than there are Texas Tech fans. They're pretty hardcore. There's a lot more to do in Austin. There's a lot of graduates that don't even like football. That is not the case in Lubbock, my friend. I would argue that.
Everything goes through Lubbock.
Everything. Remember, Joey McGuire, that's what he believes.
Everything goes. And I don't need it going through there any longer. Really. But the teams I expect to come back to that top echelon in the first three is not TCU. I expect them to have a little bit of a downfall. You know, they got a pretty good coach, and recruiting has been well, and they're stealing all kinds of people from Alabama. But the group from Baylor, I expect them with their quarterback going into his 15th year to be a little bit better.
Blake Shapen's going into his second year as a starter. Where are you getting 15? He just became a starter at the end of last two seasons ago.
But he's been here 3 years, not just two.
This is his third year.
It's just his third year
now? The year they won the Big 12, Bohannon was their quarterback for the majority of the year, and then Shapen took over at the end. And then he won the battle in spring last year.
So this is his third year.
This will be Shapen's second full year.
Okay.
His third year.
Third year. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like forever.
And to all the texters calling me ignorant, I did go there. I witnessed it. I know what those people are like.
Yeah, he knows.
So those people.
For you people.
Ty has brought a new element to our show. Those people.
Yeah, those people for those people.
You were those people for a semester.
That's what I'm saying.
So he knows about those people.
But you were there when they were real bad, right? And they were
no. Like, Patrick Mahomes was there. He was that was his first year,
and no one went.
No one cared.
Those people.
We'd stayed at the tailgates. No one went to the games.
All right. Well, that's everybody gets an opinion. That's what this is great about this show in this country. I tell you, for sure. You get an opinion too, and you can voice it. Coming up on the Blitz, that should be fun. After the wake of this conversation,
I must be awful about that. About saying get to the championship game. I know Ty doesn't like that. I mean, yeah, I like to. First of all, you have to get there in order to win it. So let's get in it.
And win it.
Okay. But first, let's get in it.
Get in it and win it for Texas. Yeah. That's the FPI.
Absolutely.
Back with the Blitz. First, Craig.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games.
Okay? No games, just gossip ahead of your Blitz every morning. Loaded up, 447-3776. Gossip brought to you by Bud Light, of course, and our great friends at Brown Distributing. Bud Light, world's favorite light beer, has been for four decades. Also the official domestic beer partner of your Texas Longhorns. And fueling the horns on this all-gas, no-excuses run to the Big 12 championship and winning the championship.
Win it, you
win
must
that thing.
Now.
And thanks to our friends at Brown Distributing. You know, everybody should have a great experience around the cold ones every time. Get home safely this weekend and every weekend. Memorial Day, though, especially encourage your friends to decide to ride, whether you're being the designated driver or getting an Uber, public transit. Get on the bus if you have to. Do not drink and drive. You can't drive home drunk if you didn't drive there. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and get home safely.
Yeah, with the new transit system we're about to have, starting to get underway here. There you go.
Only a billion.
Hey. But no subways underneath, nothing downtown. Everything above ground. Trolley cars.
It's tough to be a car these days. You and I were downtown last week for that photo shoot. And like
we didn't have a lane.
And we didn't even got like one little lane for our car. You got this bus lane. It's like
oh my God.
7 miles
the bus
wide.
Is not that wide.
Painted red. Like where there's a bike lane and then there's construction. Like where am I supposed to drive the car? They really do want you to get out of your car and just get rid of it.
Yeah,
right?
Y'all should start walking to places and doing bikes.
Yeah, y'all should.
Yeah.
That's kind of been the theory.
Those people.
Eventually, y'all should get out. I'm not getting out.
No.
I'm not giving up my F-150. That ain't me. Hey, salacious gossip. Ty mentioned this to us in Hot or Not last hour, but yeah, it does appear that is Aaron Rodgers being genuine here? Because remember, since he showed up in New York, he got his hair cut. Remember, when he was in Green Bay, he was showing up looking like
Wolfman Jack.
Oh, yeah, the long hair going, the greasy hair. Looked like Nicolas Cage. Had the wife beater T-shirts on, like he didn't care. Oh, he's showing up with the Jets. He's got his hair cut, wearing the golf polo.
Cleaning up his act.
Looking good.
He wants to show you he wants to be there for more than a year.
Yeah, and then he says he's surprised a bunch of his teammates never watched Jersey Shore. Like Jersey Shore, he says apparently a big fan of Jersey Shore, which means all Jets fans will love him now, right, because he's a fan of the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Yeah. He's doing good. He's doing good. Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, entrepreneur. Remember, she was the one that thought it would be a good idea to sell candles that smell like her hoo-ha when you light them. And sold them out.
Yes.
Nice job, Gwyneth. Well, now she's coming out. She got a company called Goop. And so the company has come out with Father's Day gifts. One of them is for guys and dad. It's a toy which apparently stimulates your prostate.
Hits your P-spot?
Huh.
And what dad doesn't want a little prostate stimulation? You know?
Jeez.
Happy Father's Day. It does vibrate, too. $219.
Imagine getting that for your dad.
$219?
It's a certain probing device called the Lilo.
I should just give him tees or golf balls. $219?
She's also selling the ArcWave Ion, which is described as an air-pulsing toy for penis owners.
That is terrible.
I knew she was weird when I saw her on Court TV.
Dude, she's just trying to make money. She sees a hole in the market. Good job.
She should have lost that ski battle now.
Her, her Father's Day guide also includes overly priced items like an $890 beach towel, $350 for an infrared hair dryer, and a $250 notebook for quote and jotting notes down.
How much for the notebook? $250?
$250. Yeah, going for it. You know, something's worth as much as someone will pay for it.
They're not paying for the notepad for $250.
They might for
some scratch paper.
For the probe.
Probably.
Or the air pulsing sex toy.
Be on the lookout, Dad, if you're listening.
It's coming your way.
There's a package in the mail.
Bucky and I'll go in with you, Ty, for $199.
Yeah.
You will all go in and we'll get your dad that pulsating, air pulsing.
I think he would punch me in the face.
That's what I'd like to see him punch you in the face for $199.
Oh, man. And I'm going to get you that hot honey pizza. That's what I'm getting you.
But you're not thinking about it.
All right, let's hit the blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Should be quite the blitz here. Thank you, Gwyneth. First blitzer, you're up.
Hey, UT football's power rankings, y'all still got to come through us. This is OU, Mark.
Still got to come through you, huh?
We'll see you in Dallas.
We'll see you.
October 7th.
Yeah. Next blitzer, you're up.
Good morning, Coach Scovolt.
Good morning.
I'm calling to tell you that it was me that took your Big 12 ring because you haven't admitted that I called roll left. This is Matt Davis.
Matt Davis. Love Matt Davis. Nice wide receiver from the Metroplex. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, when did a bunch of poor Dolphins go to the Dallas Stars game last night? Unbelievable.
Yeah, like Eagle, fan, like Eagle fans last night throwing stuff on the ice. Come on, man.
Next blitzer, talk to us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to congratulate the Aggies for kicking out Tennessee in that SEC tournament. Man, it only gets more brutal from here. On a side note, the Aggies did come up with a new candle. It's called the Smell of Defeat. It's called the Longhorn.
That's actually pretty clever. I'm going to send a note to Gwyneth on that. Smell of Defeat.
Very
like
nice.
It smells like stinky feet. Somebody would buy it.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, this is the DOA again calling you about Nadia and Natalia. Okay, we've got two problems. One of them is they're not domestically trained. And then the second problem is they're all going to Oklahoma. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. How is Natalia?
We found her yet?
No. Next blitzer, you're up.
Which brother at your station had the worst basketball take of all time? Isaiah, Russell Westbrook is a top 10 point guard of all time? Or Buckley, LeBron is better than Jordan?
Interesting. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Bev. Kearney? Yeah, hey, Ty, I'd like to try some of that hot honey pie.
Wow, next blitzer.
Oh, no, what was that?
Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Ty, I just want to let you know that guy was playing the flute, the magic flute.
The old magic.
He was a pro, too.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Gwyneth,